That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, today is the day that the White House will release what is essentially an after-action report on the whole affair of the Detroit flight panty bomber, who yesterday was indicted, six charges, weapons of mass destruction, use of attacking an airliner, and a handful of others associated with it. He obviously faces at least life in prison and apparently is being negotiated with, possibly to take the death penalty off the table in return for information about who he knew and what they said back in Yemen. You want to know how terrorism is really perpetrated? We got intelligence, or the Yemenis got intelligence, that there was a plot to attack five Western targets in the city of Aden, which is normally not nearly as revolutionary and or bandit-ridden as the rest of the country. The Aden city situation then, where they were picked up and interrogated, which you can imagine is fairly primitive in Yemen. And in result is that there is now a nation or a statewide, citywide search for a mad teenager with a bomb who is pledged to this jihadi attack on the West in Aden. And the result is that this has been going on for 3 days, 4 days. About half of the Western businesses in Aden have shut their doors. The city is, if not in lockdown, at least subject to elements of the military sweeping down the streets and interrogating people. And nobody's going out of their homes, which in Yemen means the stone three-story structures that are entirely autonomous except for vegetables. I mean, really. Anyway, it's going on right now. The mad teenager of Aden is being sought by a massive manhunt. Meanwhile, the war in the other areas still apparently going on, including the siege of the property believed to be the headquarters for the Yemeni, for Al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula. I haven't gotten that one down yet. I'll have to come up with the acronym. Meanwhile, Lord, where do you want to go from here? Real politics. Nancy Pelosi and the leadership from the House are still negotiating with the White House primarily on getting together a bill that would be essentially a reconvening of the Senate bill with a few changes. Questions about who is going to pay the bill at the top end for it increases, as well as issues like, some folks say the public option is still on the table. This is all going on privately. Republicans screaming bloody murder that this violates an Obama campaign promise to have C-SPAN show the whole show, but considering that the show is going to be what do they say about politics and sausage making? Meanwhile, and our loyal allies in Kabul, Hamid Karzai, is demanding that we halt night raids on civilian locations. He says that the alleged massacre of school kids in Kunar province by Hilo troops, which are probably U.S. since nobody else operates at night from Hilo's, Kabul is demanding that the turnover of the suspected military forces. Nobody has yet identified them, but there is a major scene. Meanwhile, Karzai and what passes for government are seriously threatened because Parliament has refused to confirm his cabinet, which means that there is nobody running whatever it is that the government does in Kabul. That is in the face of an impending recess in which Parliament and everybody else with any sense goes inside until the end of winter. If that happens, there will be effectively no effective government in Kabul, which may or may not be what we've been maneuvering for, but I don't know anything about all that. And finally, because the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, delivered his last State of the State address. He will be term limited out at the next election. He said that he was going to preserve education in the face of horrifying budget cuts that are going to be necessary. Meanwhile, at least the assembly, maybe the whole legislature, has now passed an education reform bill. It happened yesterday as well. But stand by for a ram. Still $20 million in red ink that has to be expunged like blood from the carpet in Macbeth. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on KVMR Nevada City, on the pig on the radio, right? Sometimes I get confused. Stay tuned.